Welcome to the good stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, going to share a few good things with you today as we get on into February. Hope you had a great Valentine's Day. And in case you missed it earlier, happy Valentine's Day from the Heart City. And we want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day from Tri-State Livestock News. Of course, it's what ranchers read, and they're your trusted source for all things agriculture. A fresh copy of the Tri-State Livestock News, packed with everything you need in a ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. You can stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com. Kim, what do you have for the good stuff?
I have got some instructions or some tips on how to install a poor man's security system.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear that.
All right. Well, go to the secondhand store, buy a pair of man's used work boots, a really good pair. Put them outside your front door on top of a copy of Guns and Ammo magazine. Put a dog dish beside it, a really big dog dish. Leave a note on your front door that says something like, "Bubba, Big Mike and I have gone to get more ammo, back in an hour. Don't disturb the pit bulls, they've just been wormed."
Uh-oh.
That'd probably do it.
Probably do it for most people, wouldn't
it? Yeah, keep you away.
I have something that was sent in here a while back called Three Holy Men and a Bear. Kind of makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It does.
A Catholic priest, a Baptist preacher, and a rabbi all served as chaplains to the students of Northern Michigan University at Marquette. They would get together two or three times a week for coffee and to just talk shop. One day, someone made the comment that preaching to people isn't really all that hard. A real challenge would be to preach to a bear. One thing led to another, and they decided to do an experiment. They would all go out into the woods, find a bear, preach to it, and attempt to convert it. 7 days later, they all came together to discuss their experience. Father Flannery, who had his arm in a sling, was on crutches, and had various bandages on his body and limbs, went first. "Well," he said, "I went into the woods to find me a bear. And when I found him, I began to read to him from the catechism. Well, that bear wanted nothing to do with me and began to slap me around. So I quickly grabbed my holy water, sprinkled him, and Holy Mary, Mother of God, he became as gentle as a lamb. The bishop is coming out next week to give him first communion and confirmation."
Well, lovely.
Reverend Billy Bob spoke next. He was in a wheelchair, had one arm and both legs in casts and an IV drip. In his best fire and brimstone oratory, he claimed, "Well, brothers, you know what? We don't sprinkle. I went out and I found me a bear. And then I began to read to my bear from God's holy word. But that bear wanted nothing to do with me. So I took hold of him and we began to wrestle. We wrestled down one hill, up the other, down the other, till we came to a creek. So I quickly dunked him and baptized his hairy soul. And just like you said, he became as gentle as a lamb. We spent the rest of the day praising Jesus. Hallelujah." The priest and the reverend both looked down at the rabbi, who was lying in a hospital bed. He was in a body cast and traction with IVs and monitors running in and out of him. He was in pretty bad shape. The rabbi looked up and said, "Looking back on it, circumcision may not have been the best way to start." So, if you're going to convert a bear, keep that in mind, all right?
That's right. Hey, Mike, it's time for a little bit of business advice. Are you ready?
Sure.
I don't know who said this, but before you have an argument with your boss, take a good look at both sides, his side and the outside.
Do you want to be standing in the snowbank?
That's right. These all come from humorous quotes from the business world. It isn't what you know that counts. It's what you think of in time. Now, how true is that?
Yep.
Many an argument. Man, if I'd have thought to say that. And a rule of failure, if at first you don't succeed, destroy all evidence that you tried. Now I'm going to wrap it up with this from Lawrence J. Peter on business advice. America is the land of opportunity. If you're a businessman in Japan.
Kim, we have a little bit of time left on this edition of The Good Stuff. What else do you have to share?
Yeah, I have a couple of stories to wrap up with. Flying home from France, a rather haggard-looking mom walked into the customs area with her 8 boisterous children and their suitcases. A young customs official watched the large entourage in disbelief, then asked, "Ma'am, do you have any weapons, contraband, or drugs in your possession?" "Sir," she calmly answered, "if I had any of those items, I would have used them by now." Little bit of wisdom here for you. You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. Hey, we want to say thank you so much for listening to The Good Stuff. You know what makes it so much fun for us is when you send your personal stories about what's going on in your life, or you send something that we can put on The Good Stuff. So please do that. KimHBurge@gmail.com for The Good Stuff.